Texas GOP chair hints at secession after SCOTUS rejects Texas election case. By Hannah Blow on December 12, 2020. Texas GOP Chair Alan West on Friday issued a scathing statement following the Supreme Court rejecting the state's election lawsuit. Pondering if law-abiding states should bond together and form a union of states that will abide by the Constitution. The Supreme Court, in tossing the Texas lawsuit that was joined by 17 states and 106 U.S. congressmen, has decreed that a state can take unconstitutional actions and violate its own election law, the former Florida congressman said in a statement, resulting in damaging effects on other states that abide by the law, while the guilty state suffers no consequences. The decision, West added, establishes a precedent that says states can violate the U.S. Constitution and not be held accountable. West then floated what appeared to be the prospect of secession. This decision will have far-reaching ramifications for the future of our constitutional republic. Perhaps law-abiding states should bond together and form a union of states that will abide by the Constitution, he said. The Supreme Court formally rejected the case against Georgia, Wisconsin, Michigan, and Pennsylvania on Friday. The state of Texas's motion for leave to file a bill of complaint is denied for lack of standing under Article 3 of the Constitution, the High Court said. Texas has not demonstrated a judicially cognizable interest in the manner in which another state conducts its elections. All other pending motions are dismissed as moot, it added. Justices Clarence Thomas and Samuel Alito disagreed, expressing willingness to hear the case. 17 states supported Texas's lawsuit, which asserted that the four states violated the Electors Clause by making changes to voting rules through the courts rather than legislatures, as well as the Constitution's Equal Protection Clause. Far-left Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, responded to West's call, prompting a brief back and forth. A confederacy of dunces, she said in reaction to his statement. Better than being in a people's republic of fools. You can live in the socialist states of America. I prefer the hashtag constitutional states of America, he quipped.